The incentive spoon special feature, the saying "born with a silver spoon," suggests that privileged birth can lead to contentment, thereby killing motivation. Conversely, those born poor often develop discontent, thereby sparking motivation. It can be said that such a person is born with an incentive spoon. Superachievers are self-made, not products of inheritance. Parenting should focus on building self-confidence, as favoring can hinder it. It is not external favor that makes one a superachiever, but one's own struggle. Many from humble backgrounds have become superachievers through hard work. One shining example of this principle is Dr. Niti Mangal Patel. She is a practicing dentist in Bengaluru. She pursued graduation and post-graduation in dental surgery and passed all her exams with flying colors. She ranked first in Gujarat University, MTS 2017. Her life has been full of challenges. In her own words, "I studied BDS and MTS from one of the most prestigious colleges of India, also known to be Asia's largest hospital, Government Dental College Ahmedabad. I wasn't born with a silver spoon. My parents come from farmers' background. They tirelessly work towards providing the family and raising children with high morals. They taught me to give back to society however much I can. This training made me want to be a doctor. Books were my companions from childhood. For me, each page was a bridge to the world that I craved. Acing exams and scoring first rank was not enough. I volunteered at underprivileged clinics and honed my skills till they glittered. Sixth rank amongst entire state was a consequence, not an aim for me. Success is not a crown, but the ability to give back, one smile at a time. My story would whisper, dreams like teeth, require constant care, but with enough grit, they shine. Sure, awards line my office walls, and patients review and recommend to others. But I would rather be lost in crafting smiles. I listen not just to the medical, dental history, but the unspoken fears and anxiety etched in a patient's face. Humans represent a unique fusion of contradictions within the Creator's grand scheme. This gift from the Creator is intended to enable humans to embark on a journey of self-discovery. It is expected that humans acknowledge their errors and commit to perpetual self-improvement. I believe in curing patients with empathy. I have huge gratitude towards patients whom I treated while I was in college still studying and learning, because they made me what I am today. My learning: don't believe in quick fix. Believe in making your goal come true brick by brick. Patience, fortitude and tenacity are the virtues which will see us through to success.